It's time for those that are driving us crazy. Here's why.
This is why we can't
on the daily.
Nice things.
A friendly reminder. Now, this incident happened on the west side of Fort Worth and dated back to last Wednesday, but news just started coming out the tail end of the week, and you may have seen it. Tragic story that started in a ridiculous fashion. A dispute between two friends over an order of French fries escalated because one friend evidently reportedly would not share their French fries. Escalated into a shooting. This happened in the West Division apartment complex Wednesday evening, and the man passed away after being shot in the head there because an argument with a friend refusing to share his French fries. Now, police have identified the shooter. It's a resident of the same apartment complex, but he remains at large following, at this point, unsuccessful searches of the area. So they're on the lookout there, but they know who it is. Tarrant County Medical Examiner working to positively identify the victim and notify the next of kin before releasing his name. Tragic story. And man, starting out in an awful way. Dum, 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 dum. French fries, man.
So picture it. You're living your best life in Florida. A polar vortex strikes and all of a sudden, there are frozen iguanas falling from the trees. What can you do? Fear not. Local officials have gotten involved with an emergency order for residents. You can just drop them off. The reptile. Huh. Apparently, it's a thing. And for a limited time only, no permit is needed.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Be careful out there. No, it's not a groundhog.
Is that what we can do with a groundhog,
too? No, it's an iguana. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Yeah. Let us go to Indiana, which, along with us, the rest of the country, in fact, other parts, got it far worse during the polar vortex and winter storm Fern. And that's when we get stories like this. Multiple people and a dog have been displaced, basically lost their dwelling and home, after a man in Indiana tried to use a blowtorch to thaw out gas lines.
No, no.
The fire was ignited. Imagine that. Quickly spread. Imagine that. Miraculously, nobody seriously hurt. How about dum, 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 dum,
dum. You never know what you're going to find in the McDonald's drive-thru. And last week, it was Caroline Strong of Athens, Georgia. She rolled into the Golden Arches, somehow wound up outside of her car and on the ground without a stitch of clothing on. Police then had to be called in, but she's got a good reason. Mm. She's a nudist.
Oh.
Hello.
Okay.
Unfortunately, she's now facing charges and has been banned for that from that McDonald's for 2 years.
Yeah.
That's punishment right there. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. It's too cold for that. Well, how about this? Let's give one to Vogue magazine, which I read fortnightly, of course. Vogue magazine. Always have a copy ready. And they experienced a Photoshop fail when, in a recent spread, they ended up giving Ariana Grande a sixth finger in a photo.
Oh, dear.
In fact, Ariana is the one that really pointed it out, posted it, and called it exciting. She said she's excited about creating a new album with extra appendages. How about that?
Bonus.
Six. Dum, 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 dum.
High five. Or six.
You remember old Nigel out in Granbury?
Aye. Oh, the kangaroo.
Yeah. Well, he's got some serious competition in the Lost Kangaroo Department. This time, it's from Liberty County, Texas, where police officers got a big shock after finding a marsupial just hopping his way home on the side of the road. They then corralled the little guy. But this is really weird. Mm. They can't seem to find his owner, and he's just kind of hanging out.
Mm.
No. Okay, do not get any ideas. I think with Beulah, the bunny,
the two cats,
new wife, and a teenager, you're set.
We need a little more excitement, I think, at the house right there. Well,
dum, 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 dum.
Then finally, let's end up around the San Antonio area. Bexar County Court judge has been indicted after a very strange, sordid series of events. This past Thursday, Bexar County Court at Law Judge Rosie Speedlin Gonzalez, not joking, that is her name,
okay,
going by Speedlin Gonzalez, was indicted on felony and misdemeanor charges. So she's a judge, right?
Ooh.
And the charges are tying to a court room dispute in which a defense attorney was handcuffed and confined to a jury box.
Oh, my word.
Yes. Yeah, so evidently they got into this after a hearing, and the defendant in the case pled true to one of the allegations. And then the lawyer was like, hang on, I want to confer with my client. And then they got into the ruckus shouting match and ordered the attorney to be handcuffed and confined to the jury box.
It's breaking a lot of laws right there. That's not where that goes.
Judge Speedlin Gonzalez has been in hot water before and has a bit of a history in that particular Bexar County district. Who's the bailiff? Like Foghorn Leghorn?
Sheesh.
There you go. That is why we can't have
dumb,
nice things. That's all, folks.